the dramatic Coriolan Overture by Beethoven. In 1807, Beethoven gave a concert that premiered his Fourth Symphony, his Fourth Piano Concerto, and that overture. Just 3 years previous, in 1804, the drama, the play Coriolanus had come out, so it was quite a new story then about Coriolanus about to overtake Rome, or try to. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Next, we have the Military, Polonaise No. 3 in A Major by Frédéric Chopin. But military in this sense refers to the sense of Polish pride. Maurizio Pollini, playing the Military Polonaise by Chopin. What makes it great? You hear something new in it every time. Maybe those half-step trills were rolls on the snare drum. Music of Chopin, followed by some mandolin music. Then we'll have two Mozart adagios. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Alison Stevens plays the mandolin now for us with the London Mozart Players. Here she is with Hummel's Mandolin Concerto in G on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Howard Shelley and the London Mozart Players accompanying mandolinist Alison Stevens. That was Johann Nepomuk Hummel's Mandolin Concerto in G here on KPR. Stay tuned for a couple of Mozart adagios. And for the noon hour, we bring you the Strauss Waltz, Roses from the South, on this gray November day. A bit more from Mahler, and a suite from Zoltán Kodály that's like listening to a drunken rant, the Hari János suite. Classical music continues with Jeff Watson from noon to three. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Next, let's listen to the Mozart Adagio for Violin and Orchestra on KPR. The Mozart Adagio for Violin and Orchestra in E major, with the Vienna Philharmonic and Itzhak Perlman playing the solo part. Next on KPR, another Mozart adagio, but that's its complete title. It was written by Arvo Pärt, and actually it's a musical quotation straight from one of the Mozart piano sonatas. Here it is on KPR with violinist and cellist Angel Dubois and René Schiffler. Mysteriously arranged by Arvo Pärt, the Mozart Adagio with Angel Dubois, violinist, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Here's Christopher Parkening, guitarist, on KPR. That sheep may safely graze, a theme from a cantata by J.S. Bach, played by guitarist Christopher Parkening here on Kansas Public Radio. Arnold, Boccherini, and Beethoven, those are the three composers that take up most of the hour. We have a Boccherini cello concerto coming up after the news and a Beethoven early piano sonata. And listen for Finlandia by Sibelius after the 11 o'clock news. Let's check your forecast for this gray-looking November day. I heard a poet say last week that November is the Norway of the year. It's not too terribly cold or windy yet, but looks like at 45 degrees in Lawrence, it should get up to about 60. And tonight we have a 40% chance of rain, but not a terribly cold night. The low will be just below 50. And tomorrow it should warm up to about 64, despite a 30% chance for showers, mainly afternoon tomorrow. And that rain tonight looks like it'll fall, if it does, between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. So Friday so far looks a little wet with an 80% chance of rain and 57 for a high on Friday. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to be...
Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning with Matthew Algio right here on KPR every weekday morning between 5 and 9. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonatha Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corvica.
For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. Good morning. This is KPR from KU. An overture by the London-born composer and organist Samuel Arnold. His overture in D with Kevin Mallon and the Toronto Camerata. Next, we'll have a cello concerto and then an early Beethoven piano sonata here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad we're listening to tunes together this morning on this gray day. Looks like our high today should be about 60. It's 46 now in Lawrence. Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming that you love. Donate your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, RV, online at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Raphael Walfisch, now cellist with the Northern Chamber Orchestra, for Luigi Boccherini, cello concerto in D on KPR. Great-sounding Boccherini cello concerto, Luigi Boccherini, here on KPR. Nicholas Ward, the Northern Chamber Orchestra, and cellist Raphael Walfisch, here on KPR. Next hour, a concerto for bassoon by Vivaldi, one of his many that he wrote, the Dolly Suite by Fauré, and the Fantasy for Violin and Harp by Camille Saint-Saëns with Rita Costanzi. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More information, details at goodshepherdhh.org. Here's an early Beethoven piano sonata. It's from a complete set that Russell Sherman made on the Gord Music label. Let's listen to him play the second piano sonata, Opus 2, Beethoven, on KPR. Russell Sherman having just the right touch at the piano for an early Beethoven piano sonata. That was Beethoven's second sonata, Opus 2, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Winter, they are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on tenure.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You never know who will show up on Morning Edition. They have some pretty famous guests. It's on every weekday morning between 5 and 9 right here on KPR. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Cordelia Brown. It's KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will. Visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at TopekaZoo.org. It's KPR.
Live from
It shrank in August as higher tariffs took effect. That report, along with many others, was delayed by the government shutdown. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street's trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Dow is down 43 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM, ARM.com. Good morning. This is KansasPublicRadio.org. Jean Sibelius, a Finnish composer, wrote that ode to his homeland, Finlandia. That was a Swedish radio symphony orchestra. We have the Dolly Suite and a Fantasy for Violin and Harp coming up. And next, one of the many bassoon concertos that Vivaldi wrote. And for the noon hour, we bring you the Strauss Waltz, Roses from the South. A bit more from Mahler and a suite from Zoltan Kodály that it's like listening to a drunken rant with some jokes in it. The Hari Janos Suite, classical music from noon to 3, right here on KPR. Here is Vivaldi's 24th Bassoon Concerto now on Kansas Public Radio. Vivaldi's 24th Bassoon Concerto with the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia and Tomasz Bankosz, the bassoonist, here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, next we have music that a composer wrote for his mistress's little daughter. It's Gabriel Fauré, the composer, and his mistress was Emma Bardach. And it's something that he calls the Dolly Suite because it was for a little girl and it's about six pieces he wrote for piano duet, but it's also been orchestrated. We'll hear the orchestra version next. It starts with a berceuse, or a lullaby, and then meow, then the Garden of Dolly, a kiddie waltz, tender, and a little Spanish dance. Ending with a little Spanish dance. Those were little pieces that Gabriel Fauré wrote for a little girl. He put them together in what he called the Dolly Suite. In an orchestration, it was Sir Thomas Beecham with his orchestra. Stay tuned next, Fantasy for Violin and Harp Together. And we'll take a look at the just updated forecast. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. If it's not worth the time or the effort to sell that old car, truck, boat, motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Turn your vehicle into classical music. Donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. Starting to brighten up a bit in Lawrence, and the new forecast still says some sunshine and a high of 60 today, but that chance of rain for this evening has been pushed from starting around 8 p.m. to probably being between about midnight and 3 in the morning. It's a 40% chance. Not a terribly cold night with a low of 48. And then tomorrow, with a 20% chance of showers after 3 in the afternoon tomorrow, a little bit of fog tomorrow too, cloudier, with a high near 64. Rita Costanzi, harpist, with André Cardenas, violin. This is Camille Saint-Saëns, The Fantasy, for violin and harp in A major on KPR. Recorded June 26, 2018 at the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, featuring festival harpist Rita Costanzi and André Cardenas, violinist. That was by Camille Saint-Saëns, The Fantasy for Violin and Harp in A Major, Opus 124. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. Jeff Watsonson next with three more hours of classical music before All Things Considered comes your way at 3 o'clock. Looks like for this afternoon, a little bit more sunshine, a high of 60, and a 40% chance for rain this evening between midnight and about 3. Tomorrow's high should be about 64, and we have a slight chance of rain for tomorrow, 20% after 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. This is KPR. More about that at 3 o'clock, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Jeff Watson has some more music after the noon news. Let's see, we're going to hear, here it is, by Jorma Panula, the Adagio and Allegro for saxophone, of course. And then Johann Strauss, Roses from the South. And a piano quartet movement, some rare chamber music by Gustav Mahler, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area. Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th, at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence, with plenty of live music, food, and open to the public.
Live from NPR News in Washington.